Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and we are here at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Check out that. It's beautiful, it's amazing, and obviously everyone comes here to see the Telma, right? That's the great thing that's here. But did you know that there are other amazing things, what I would like to call the secrets of Guadalupe, that I want to show you and that many people and most people ignore? Now, the first one is not even right here on the premises, is just outside of where the basilica is. And yes, there are many secrets to the Telma, and you could look most of these up. You can look them up with this thing called a codex. It's like a poster that shows you everything that has to do with the Telma. But a lot of YouTubers and many people, they don't show you what I'm going to show you. So right now I'm going to put the video on hyperlapse mode. I'm going to show you where it is and why it's important. So just come along with me. Okay, you notice something about where we're at? There's no one here. Yeah, that's exactly, no, very few people. I would say even the Mexican people know about this. So we are at the Institute of Guadalupan Superior Studies. The priest that knows the most about Our Lady of Guadalupe runs this place, and they have a little gift shop inside where they sell some amazing things that I want you to see. And you could even get kind of like these sort of informal degrees where you learn about the language at the time that Our Lady Guadalupe appeared, as well as a lot more details of the story and the history of Our Lady Guadalupe. Again, this is one of those places that no one takes you to, and it's hard to get to until you look it up. And I'll put the website down below. The website is morenita.tv. Morenita means little brown lady or little brown girl. That's one of the names that they give Our Lady Guadalupe. So let's see what happens when we ring the doorbell. So we are inside, and I was here 4 years ago with my wife. It's a little bit different. So what they have here is they have these beautiful replica images that have been touched to the Telma of Our Lady Guadalupe. And when we came here 4 years ago, it was the date that it had been touched was 1 year prior in 2018. So when we saw that, it was February 16th. We were there on February 16th, and we thought, okay, this is obviously a God thing, and we got several and bought them. But you can buy them yourself from the website. They can ship them to you. I've done that before. And if you would like me to bring some to you, please let me know. They're amazing quality. They look like a photo print. It's really beautiful. And it's printed just amazingly, and they were touched by the priest. That's the one that I was telling you about. I'll put his name down below. So please just let me know in the comments. I can get some for you. Again, you can order them yourself, so you don't have to rely on me, but I want to show you what they look like so you can get an idea. So there you see the date, and if you can kind of tell just how beautiful they really are. You could get that size, and then these larger ones where it's from her head down to the bottom part, and then you can get a larger one that's her completely. Now think about it. One of the amazing things about Our Lady Guadalupe is that she left a physical image of herself, and so it would stand to reason that you would want to take her with you. That's why she came here, and this is the way to do that. There's really no other way that you can touch the Telma except by this. And it's signed the person, the priest, his name's Eduardo Chavez, and really awesome. Now friends, I want to show you a second secret of Our Lady of Guadalupe, one that many more people know about. I want to take you to the top of the hill of Tepeyac, where the Blessed Mother appeared to Juan Diego. And sometimes people miss it because they go see the Telma and they know that it's amazing and they don't want the hike up, but I'm gonna make it easy for you and we're gonna hyperlapse our way over there. what I'm about to do is penance for my wife's and our sins. That was some serious penance. It looks easy on hyperlapse, but it's pretty insane. So now I'm going to give you the bird's eye view so you can check out everything. So you get bird's eye view of the city of Mexico, probably one of the highest points in the local area aside from the mountains. And then here is the site of the first apparition. In fact, I'll read to you what it says here. In the immediate location of this place, on the morning of September 9th, 1531, the Mother of God spoke for first time with Juan Diego. By that afternoon, that same day, and by sunset of Sunday, the 10th of December, she newly spoke with him on the 12th of December by the morning. Juan Diego picked up the roses, the miraculous roses in this site. This, by the way, is also a convent of Discalced Carmelites. Now, you're not allowed to record inside, so I'm going to come inside. I'm going to stand at the threshold of the door so you can see as best you can. Now that we got a little bit of prayer, we're going to hyperlapse to the next Secret of Guadalupe. But first, we're going to get a popsicle. We are now at one of the other secrets of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Templo del Pocito, which means the Temple of the Little Well. So soon after the apparitions of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Bishop Juan Zumárraga wanted to come and visit here, and he came with Juan Diego, with some family members, and with many other people. And when they were visiting, the story goes that a spring miraculously came out, a source of water. And it became not just a source of water, but as you can imagine, a source of many healings. And I'm going to show you where that is so that you can check that out. Now, just like a lot of apparition sites, you have to pay attention to the details, and that's what you often don't get talked about. So first thing is, when we were in that chapel, you saw that it spoke about these four apparitions. Well, there were five, and the fifth one is one that I'm going to show you later on at the site where it happened. But the next secret of Guadalupe that I want to show you is a sign that I had never seen before, and I've been here at least four or five times. So I'll have you kind of read it with me, and so you can understand its significance. Where Juan Diego went to the top of Tepeyac to pick the flowers, where the Blessed Mother appeared to him, as you saw. And then he took the flowers to Bishop Juan Zumárraga, as you know. And here it is said that she appeared to him to arrange the flowers, and that miraculous arrangement led to the image being formed on the tilma. Now, when you know the story and you think about all those little details, you see how important this is. And they show us here the type of tree that it is said that he stopped by and that she appeared to him under. So in the next part of the video, I want to show you the fifth apparition, which is, I think, one of the greatest secrets of Our Lady of Guadalupe, because few people venture out to this beautiful church that's about 45 minutes from here in a part of town that's not so safe, and it's sometimes hard to get into. It's hard to find information about it, to see its website, or to know its hours. But I'll take you to there next.